Welcome to the Upgrade and Insightful podcast, where we provide you valuable information to help you level up your wellness game and start upgrading your life. I'm your host, Samantha.
And I'm your co-host, Carly.
And today we're actually going to talk to you about some hidden toxins that many of you are probably aware of at this point in time. But we're going to go into a little bit more detail on a lot of the very common things that are found in just everyday foods, especially foods that you buy for your children. So to start, I should reference Vonnie Harry. I lost the cover of this book, but she's an amazing food activist. She's been fighting the food companies for years and has sued numerous fast food chains like Chick-fil-A, Subway, tons of them, and they've changed entire ingredients because she fights against the cancer-causing many of them ingredients that are FDA-approved and allowed in your food, which quite frankly is sickening, in my opinion. What about you, Carly? What do you think about, and I know you're aware because you've been buying like organic and mom-and-pop shop brands for a while because you've always kind of known that these things are very prevalent in our food and it's nasty.
Yeah, I feel like I've always sort of like been aware of, you know, wanting to buy organic food and provide like the healthiest food for my family. But I think that with society today and like how fast paced our world moves, it's like everyone wants a quick fix, right? So it's like going to the grocery store, just like grab what, like no one's really turning packages over and actually reading the food labels. And like I'm even becoming more aware of it again because, you know, as a busy mom too, it's like you kind of have to like be quick, like, and like it's hard, right? It's hard. But I think just becoming more aware of what's being put in our food, what's being allowed to put in our food is like disturbing. It's actually so disturbing. Most things are cancer causing. So yes, it's just becoming aware and educating yourself on the topic.
Exactly. So this past week I've been reading her book. I have lots of books I want to read all the time and just never get around to it, but I do really want to read more. But I learned a lot about what she calls the sickening 15 things that you should basically avoid like the plague. So before we get into that, just thought it'd be helpful to give you guys a little history lesson on what happened in 1958, which is when the Food Additives Amendment was passed in the States. Me and Carly are actually in Canada, and I understand that there's certain things that are different in Canada versus the US, and it's actually a little bit better here, to be completely honest, which is good, but it's still, compared to Europe and many parts on other sides of the world, like we are just filthy overall, North America. So even though I'm referencing American history here, it's still relative. Whatever happens there comes here in just a matter of time. It's just the way it is. We're like homies, USA and Canada, right, Carly?
Oh yeah.
And we're both very affiliated also with the USA, Carly.
Yeah, my husband's American, so, and we travel to the States quite often. Yeah.
She fell in love with an American man in college. So cute. I love Colin. He's a good man. And my dad lives in the States. He remarried an American woman. And my dad has 6 kids. I'm from the first litter. But anyways, so we both go to the States a lot. We're very affiliated with the country. We are very, you know, aware of the politics and just everything, and it does concern us specifically. So just want to put this, you know, little disclaimer out, because I know people will be like, you guys are Canadian, it's not the same. Saying it before the haters come.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically in 1958, the Food Additives Amendment was passed, and at the time this was a good move for the food industry. They wanted to make sure they were monitoring the types of chemicals that would go in your food. They didn't know how many chemicals would make their way into the food system at this time, nor would they have any way of knowing. So they made one of the clauses in this amendment said that they were to have FDA approve things, of course, because that's their job, and monitor things in the foods. However, there were certain ingredients that are generally recognized as safe, or otherwise they call it GRAS. That's the acronym, GRAS. So these are things like olive oil, vinegar, just like water, things that are clearly like not a big threat. So the FDA doesn't have to go through and check those things and approve them every single time, because obviously that's time consuming. But this is essentially what created the loophole that has allowed most companies to use products that are simply not okay, whether that's to sustain shelf life, enhance flavor, whatever it is. So at the time of this bill, there was only about 800 chemicals in the food industry. Fast forward 10 years, so a decade later, there's about 3,000. And today, 2024, there's well over 10,000. I think I've read there's almost 12,000 now, because this book was actually written, I think, in 2011. So there's even more than this book says now, which is freaking nuts.
It's so funny how, like, as time goes on, it's just like there's more added to things. There's like things are just going downhill. It's like, why does that happen? Like, over time, as humans, as we evolve, things should be getting better. But things seem to always be like, yeah, going downhill. And like, and it's since the 90s. And it's like, why? Exactly. Why? Why are we adding more poison to our foods, to our bodies? Like, it just, it's mind-boggling to me.
It's true. Like, why do we need so much of this stuff? We have people slowly dying now. Cancer is not just something you wake up and have one day. It's something that's been a slow progression of something you've been doing or something you've been not doing that has added up and contributed, or maybe multiple things. And in most cases, that's probably it. There's so much emanating, so much pollution, so much chemicals in your food. There's so many things. And it seems like people are sicker than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but
over the last couple of years, yes, especially, so many people I know getting sick, dying, like, it's, and it's like, what's causing this?
Especially cancer. Yep. And I know this is a sensitive topic, and my hearts are with anyone who is dealing with that. I have
family members going through it right now. And yeah, it's so really, really sad to see, but it's, yeah, we need to look at the root cause. Like, what's happening right now?
And I guarantee a big, huge contributor is food. And I know what people might think, like, oh, there's no way that, you know, the government would be okay with this and FDA would approve it if it was that bad for you. But they are. And I'm going to tell you what they've approved. Here we go. 15 of them. So I haven't memorized it. So I am going to read out of my book. And here we go. Number one, growth hormones in meat. So if you're eating conventional meat, first of all, what's conventional about pumping an animal full of hormones to make them lactate more? You're eating that animal's hormones. It's not good for you.
I just was the podcast the Food Babe did that I was just listening to, and she was saying that they actually feed the cows like old candy.
Ew. That's,
I know, I was like sickened. So she's like, you really need to like look at where you're buying your meat from. And yeah, I was just so disturbed by that. I'm like, old candy, like what?
Oh my god. So gross. So yeah, growth hormones in meat. So basically in 2009, there was two Japanese researchers. They published a study that pointed that the surge in hormone-dependent cancers that were developed by Japanese people paralleled the surge of beef consumption. They were getting their beef from the States at this time, and it paralleled this surge in cancer because the researchers found that U.S. beef had much higher levels of estrogen than Japanese beef because of all the added hormones. And this is leading to things like prostate cancer, breast cancer, all hormonal type of cancers. And again, so prevalent, like these are the cancers that you almost hear the most that people are passing away from. Number two, antibiotics. So these are given to livestock to make them fat. But guess what? They're making you fat too. So you might be trying to lose weight and you're like, why am I eating chicken? Like, that's light. Why am I eating all these things and I'm not able to get this last little bit of fat off my belly or my thighs? And one of the causes could be chicken that's not grass fed, chicken that's not bought from the farm, antibiotic fed chicken.
Yeah, you got to remember, like, they're also trying to, like, make the most amount of money from producing these animals. Like, they're injecting them to make them fat at a really, really rapid rate. They're all, like, they're so confined. Like, I've heard, like, their legs are breaking and they're just, like, so sick and, like, dying. And they're still, like, using these animals to then feed us.
Mm-hmm. Number three, pesticides. We all know what pesticides are. And they are oil-based. So when you come home and you are washing your vegetables, you're not getting like really any of the pesticides off because they're oil-based. And why are they oil-based? Because when the farmers spray the crops with the pesticides and then it rains, they don't want the rain to take the pesticides off of the fruit and vegetables. So they make it an oil-based because obviously oil and water do not mix. What you need is an oil emulsifier. So
11.5. So the water ionizer that Sam and I use in our homes actually has a setting where it's an oil emulsifier. And so we soak our fruits and vegetables in it. It takes like 85 to 90% of all the oil off. And that way we know that we're feeding our families like the best of the best with ultimately no pesticides, right?
Exactamente.
Exactamente. I posted it on my social media. I tried it with cherry tomatoes. I soaked them in the tap water versus the 11.5 water. And you could see like the 11.5 after 5 minutes was like yellow and had all this crap in it. Like you could see the oil floating around.
Yeah, at least like try to do like a baking soda vinegar, like at least more than just water, because the water won't really do too much. Number four is refined and enriched flour. So this is white stuff. It's so bad. They even use bleach to make it look white. That's how bad white flour is. Stay the F away. Stick to like whole flours, whole grain, and even like flaxseed is really good. My mom uses oat flour a lot. Mm-hmm. Much better. Next one is BPA. This is not a food, but this is found in food packaging. Aluminum cans. Obviously, this is why they say not to eat too much tuna, because all the aluminum and the BPA in the cans, as well as plastic Tupperware. Don't use Tupperware. Yeah. Use glassware.
Water bottles. Like, a lot of them will now say like BPA free on it. Like, you'll actually see that.
Mm-hmm. Again, it disrupts your metabolism. So this governs your growth, reproduction, your metabolism. All of these things are affected. So even if you're just having too much BPA plastic, you could be having your hormones be disrupted, which could make you gain weight. So again, some people wonder, why can't I never lose weight? And they might not even realize it's things as simple as this. Okay, the next one is high fructose corn syrup. We're all guilty of eating sugar, aren't we, Kale?
Oh yeah, it's so addicting.
It's, I get a sweet tooth every single night.
Yep, me too.
Every night, eh?
Yep, me too. I'm like, I need a cookie. Why do I need a cookie right now? Oh,
cookies are so good. But what are some healthier alternatives for the people listening? Dark chocolate, dates,
fruit
with peanut butter, like
watermelon
on it. Yeah,
apples with peanut butter.
Nuts are almond so butter. Filling. Yeah, sometimes I just give a tablespoon of almond butter.
I love so friggin' eating good. Like spoonfuls of almond butter. It's so yummy.
I'm just getting so hungry now. So when you ingest high fructose corn syrup, your insulin skyrockets and it promotes fat storage. So not only does this sweetener make your insulin levels surge, it also wreaks havoc on the hormone leptin, which is your body's appetite regulator. So this is why people who eat a lot of sugar tend to be bigger, because your body almost never knows when it's full. So it's not eating nutrients. And because your body's always seeking nutrients, if it's not getting that, it's never really going to think it's full. So again, your stomach grows and then you're able to eat more and then you keep gaining weight. And
that's why when you eat a healthy meal, you actually feel like satisfied and full like way quicker. Whereas if you're eating like a bag of chips, you can like crush a whole bag of chips and you're like, wait, I'm still hungry.
It's freaking crazy. artificial sweeteners. So again, if you're like on a low fat diet, you're better off eating regular sugar. Yeah. Because at least that comes from sugar cane.
I've always hated that. I've always known that. Like all these like sweeteners that people are using, like I'm just like, that's not better. Or like the diet yeah. pops and all that stuff. It's like, no, that's filled with aspartame. Like what causes cancer.
The presence of artificial sweeteners in a product doesn't even mean natural high calorie sweeteners aren't present too. So some manufacturers use both, so you might even be getting duped either way. Preservatives, okay? So preservatives, among the worst of the preservatives are nitrates, which is used in meats to prevent bacteria growth and maintain their color. It's toxic to your brain. It's linked to Alzheimer's disease and many types of cancers. And another common preservative is BHA and BHT. Both banned. They're actually banned in Canada, thank God, but they're still allowed in the States. But like, why? Are these things allowed? It's so crazy. Europe would be like, oh, hell no. So in Europe, they force you to put a label, may cause this, may cause that. Otherwise, you're not allowed to have it on the shelves. Over here, they try to hide it from us and slapping it with false labels, which we'll get into actually in our next episode, what these labels actually mean. You were telling me one today, Kale.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. Like when they put natural flavors on the back of a label, like.
So if you have under 1%, you can use as natural food colorings. Do you see how that tricks you? Oh, it's natural. I'm fine to buy it. It's not, that's deceptive. And yeah. The government, I mean, I don't trust, never mind. I don't want to get into that. But like, come on, your food, this is what we people eat. Like we should be able to go to the grocery store, buy a snack and not feel like I could get cancer if I eat too much of this. Like that's a little intense. Trans fats. So most people recognize the term trans fat because these fats have made headlines. Minute amounts of trans fats occur naturally in red meats and full fat dairy products, but most come from a man-made process called hydrogenation that morphs vegetable oil into solid fat. So vegetable oil, bad enough as it is, they're morphing it into solid fat. And that's the kind of fat that's in tons of snacks. That's like the one thing that mainstream snacks have gotten a little bit better with, the not as much trans fat. But the fact that was ever illegal is insane. And they are still technically legal right now. Artificial and natural flavors, we were just saying, if you see the label natural flavors, run Forrest.
And that's just like, that's so deceptive, like putting natural on to like fool us, like, and most of us would be fooled by that.
I know, and it's, I don't even blame the people, like, yes, you can, there's so many healthy alternatives, especially now. But the other thing about these healthier alternatives is a lot of these big companies are now buying these mom and pop alternatives, like Bragg's apple cider vinegar just got bought out. And tons of customers have noted that there's a change in the taste. And I think someone had actually did an experiment and seen the difference in the composition of the vinegar. So It's like, do they want to poison us? Or are they trying to? Or like, why do they keep buying out these mom and pop shops and they can't resist the offer of like somebody really, really rich buying their small company because they're going to get tons of money for it and they might not have to ever work again. So
I think the solution is that we have to move to a deserted island with fruit trees.
I want to grow my own food so bad.
Oh my God.
That's what sucks about Canada. We can't do that all year round. But yeah. Sucks. And then the next one is food dyes. So artificial food dyes are created synthetically and they're derived from petroleum. So that's a known carcinogen. Dough conditioners. It's made from either human hair or duck feathers. And does that sound appetizing to you?
I really want to go and eat some human hair and duck feathers right now.
Sounds so good.
Like
so,
what? Like what are they even putting that in?
Yeah, so this would be in anything from Tim Hortons, any of those.
Oh God.
It's what makes it look perfect.
That's what they were on the podcast, the food babe, they were saying that that's what they put in Subway bread.
Yes.
Or they used to. I think maybe
she sued them for that.
She sued them. But yeah, so it was so that the bread didn't have any like large bubbles in it. They wanted their bread to like look so perfect. And so they were putting, what's it called?
Dough conditioners
in it. Yeah. And she sued them and she won. But like, that's insane. Isn't that what they use in yoga mats?
They used to use it in yoga mats.
Yeah.
And they use that in the Subway bread. And that's why when you cut open a piece of bread, the little bread bubbles inside look perfect. They look uniform. Whereas when you go break a bread yourself or you go to some mom and pop shop, there's going to be big giant holes in the bread. It's going to look asymmetrical. Real organic food does not look perfect. It does not look shiny. It looks rustic. It almost looks old. It might look dirty. That's the kind of food that you want. Everything I'm listing here, almost every single thing is banned in Europe. Carrageenan is used as a thickener, stabilizer, and or emulsifier. So it's a substance that keeps liquids from separating. It is allowed in some organic foods. So again, next episode, we're going to go into details on what certain food labels actually mean. So you guys can have like a cheat sheet kind of code decipher to know what you're really eating. But yeah, so it's allowed in some organic foods such as non-dairy milk, even though it's linked to gastrointestinal problems that are irritable bowel syndrome, colon cancer from carrageenan, which is in so many things.
Like that would be in things like oat milk, almond milk, like the store-bought ones, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it'll be in a lot of nut milks, yogurt, cheese, a lot of dairy things would have this. You've probably all heard of MSG, and it's a flavor enhancer in fast foods. Why do you think you specifically crave McDonald's french fries? You specifically need that, or you specifically need a Big Mac? There's specific.
It does have a certain taste and also gives you like a certain feeling when you eat it. Like yeah. I've had McDonald's, you've had McDonald's, like.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you smell it and you like need it.
I used to work at McDonald's and I was like addicted, even the smell every time I go to work. I ate McDonald's when I was 14 every time I worked, just like 3 days a week.
Oh, yeah. I used to go for like a Big Mac so often with a root beer.
Or every time we'd leave like Hess when we were like 19.
Yeah.
We'd always
leave the bars and go get a Big Mac, baby.
Yep. So it heightens the flavor of food. So again, chemical, not good. This is what makes people addicted and going back and continuing to buy that same food.
And my kids cry for it because they're addicted to it. It's like crack.
Say crack again.
Crack.
I stick to nutritious foods that are flavorful on their own. Okay, so deceptive nicknames for MSG. We'll name a few. More details later on, but glutamate, glutamic acid, monopotassium glutamate, calcium glutamate. You'll see these on labels. Don't look so much at the calories and the fat. Look at the labels. If you're seeing these things, you're eating that shit.
The good fats are good. You need calories.
Heavy metals and neurotoxins. These things are everywhere. So pesticide sprayed foods is the number one. So again, if you can try to switch to organic, even better, growing your own food, that would be the best. But obviously, that's kind of hard in Canada. But just try to buy as organic as you can. So yeah, we pretty much covered everything. We were just going to go through 15 sickening things. So be careful. Read labels when you're at the grocery store more so than reading the nutrition information. That's even more important. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Any last thoughts, Kale?
I am just going to start reading labels again because, yeah, it's something that I kind of stopped doing for a bit and gonna get back to it.
Let's start our little nutrition label reading upgrade right now.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Cheers.